Hi, I'm Alana Wright. And although the program that I'm going to be speaking about specifically is Code Talk, when you look at me and hear my words, I hope that you can imagine a very similar story in the work done by the charities of the Women in Technology Hollywood Foundation, where 100% of the donations will be split equally among all five charities. Before I discovered Code Talk, I was at a point in my life where I wanted to give up. Not happy with the quality of how I was living and allowing my past mistakes to be the cause and reason for my self-pity. Drained from the mediocrity of the day-to-day, I started choosing not to care about anything anymore. Conflicted by my right now and my tomorrow, I was at a complete standstill. Weakened by the self-doubt that was instilled to me by my ex-peers, I began to question my worth. The ridicule and scars I received from abusive behaviors of others also played a part in my self-doubt and that I was trying to overcome. Bounded by the fruits of my own corruptive past labors haunted me. Losing myself in the shadows of the ones that were supposed to love and protect me, all these factors fed into what I thought about myself and played a major role in the progression of my life. I knew I needed a change, but wasn't sure what that change needed to be. When one door closes, another one opens. But we often look so long and regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see that other ones which have opened for us. I've heard this quote many times and understood it, but never really applied it to my life until I caught myself doing just that, dwelling on a door that closed on me, not understanding why I had been rejected. This caused me to fall into a state of depression. As I searched for several resources throughout the city, I came across Code Talk, a tech boot camp for women, which sounded great, but that's not for me. I'm not smart enough to do a tech coding program, and I definitely didn't have the time to go back to school, or so I thought. But something about this program intrigued me. To my surprise, I was a great candidate and was accepted into the Code Talk program. Still unsure what to really expect, I went to the first day of class. This is when I saw that I wasn't alone. 11 other nervous women, scared, doubtful, vulnerable, sat around me, sharing similar stories, hardships, and backgrounds, with the same common purpose and goal: to change our life's trajectory and to enhance the quality of ourselves. Even though this made me feel comfortable, I still wasn't all the way convinced that I belonged here. The challenges of the program tested me. And as the weeks went by, still dealing with the complex traumas of my own life, I was scared to trust and believe in myself along the way many times. Eventually, I was able to open up and let my guard down, allowing myself to learn and absorb as much as I could in the 16 weeks course. This is when I saw that I had a love for Code Talk. Life has a funny way of showing you things that you may not see for yourself just yet, but still are placed in your path. My rejection was a redirection, and my redirection was Code Talk. I see now that one door had to close so the Code Talk door can open, offering a whole new world of possibilities, opportunities, chances that I never saw for myself before. This journey that we call life has been a tough road. Our struggles make us stronger, and everything we go through are experiences. And from these experiences, lessons must be learned. We grow wiser. Curious about the unknown and excited about the what if, this taught me to stay versatile and to not limit myself. Take risks and chances on me that can possibly, potentially improve the quality of my life. I am and was determined to not continue to let my past define me. I had to take a chance on myself, take control of my life, and give it some direction. The experience at Code Talk and the camaraderie of these women was just what I needed at the exact time that I needed it in my life. With tenacity, confidence, and motivation, courage, we can accomplish anything. We are the roses that grew from the concrete, and we are the diamonds formed under pressure. Thank you. So now I'd like to invite Sydney McKenzie of STEM Advantage, Charmaine Mills Ely from STEAM Coders, Sharon Plunkett of CoTalk, Christina Gutierrez of DIYU Girls, and Selena Suarez of Pep Up Tech to come to the stage and be recognized for the 2019 Women in Tech Hollywood Foundation Charitable Partners.
And could anyone from CoTalk or any of the other charities please stand as well? Look around. Woo! Another round of applause for our charity partners.
Congratulations. Thank you.